Devon and Kira had the nicest accommodations. A one-room, six-man, waterproof tent, liberated from a sporting goods store a month earlier, while the other five convicts and the women had been staying in one large makeshift tent thrown together with tarps and poles. It was a terrible existence, and Kira was miserable. She would bide her time until the moment was right, then she would escape. It would be even easier now that the men were fewer in number. She had already decided that when the time came, she would leave Shannon behind. The girl would just slow her down anyway. They'd had surprisingly little zombie troubles, which Kira attributed to the snow and freezing temperatures. Spring was just around the corner, so that would soon change. She'd overheard Devon on many occasions discussing this with the other men. How would they continue on and defend themselves with only a handful of men and weapons? Kira was counting on the deadheads to give her the opportunity she needed to escape. Sooner or later, Devon and the others would be outnumbered and under attack. She would just have to keep her head down and do what she was told until then.
"Devon,"
a gruff voice said from the other side of the tent flap. Kira looked up from her bucket and paused with the sponge just above Devon's left foot. He waved it away and motioned for the towel. Kira immediately dropped the sponge back in the bucket, slopping a little water out onto the ground, grabbed the towel off the side of the makeshift bed, and quickly dried his feet.
"Yeah,"
he answered. Kira was slipping his socks back on when the visitor walked in.
"Well, well, well. Hello, Miss Kira. Say, while you're down there,"
the con said with a leering smirk on his face. He sauntered over next to Kira and pretended to unfasten his pants, then cackled when she cringed away. He would never even think of laying hands on the boss man's woman, no matter how much fun it was to torture her.
"What do you want, Shakes?"
Devon was clearly annoyed by the mere presence of his fellow inmate. That was something he and Kira had in common. She hated Shakes more than all the others combined. Tall, lanky, and missing half his teeth, Shakes was the most twisted of the group. That was really saying something for a group that consisted of rapists and murderers. Devon had almost spilled the beans about Shakes's incarceration to Kira once, but was interrupted before he could finish the story. All she knew was that he liked to eat his victims once he'd killed them. That was enough for her.
"The boys want to know when we're moving on."
He stared down at Kira with drool threatening to drip from his scarred lips. Devon stood and positioned himself between her and Shakes, with his hands on his hips and his chest puffed out. Devon was a scary beast of a man, hence the reason he was followed unquestioningly. Kira took this as her cue to become scarce. She scooted backwards on her knees until she was sitting in the corner.
"The boys want to know, or you want to know?"
Devon asked. Shakes shrank back from reflex more than anything else. He rubbed his chin nervously and scuffed the ground with the toe of his boot, his eyes darting around. Devon cleared his throat and crossed his arms over his massive chest.
"Well, sure, I want to know too, boss. But the boys voted me to be the one to come and ask. No disrespect meant, sir."
Shakes slowly crept his way backwards toward the door flap. Devon's hand shot out and grabbed the other man by the shirt collar, then jerked him forward until he was nose to nose with him.
"Listen up, Shakes, and listen close, 'cause I'm only going to say this once," he hissed. "We'll move on when I say it's time, not because you or any of the others are getting antsy. Got it? Now get out of my face."
The gangly piece of crap tripped over his own feet in his haste to get away and went down on his ass. Devon swept the flap back and towered over Shakes, first staring down at him, then taking a slow look around the campsite.
"And get a fire started. I'm hungry."
Shakes scrambled to his feet and hurried over to the larger tent, shouted a few orders to the women inside, then stood guard as a few of the ladies began building a campfire. Two of the four remaining cons were out in the field, on watch duty, and the other two were guarding the camp. They were laughing at Shakes and whispering to one another. He skulked around the edge of the campsite, mad and embarrassed,